USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Salt Lake City say missing 23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick was kidnapped and murdered, and prosecutors are bringing charges against the suspect, who's now in custody. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown.
The man charged with these horrific and tragic crimes is the person of interest. Ayola Adese Achaya. I will not be saying the killer's name again.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleland is accusing reporters of misrepresenting the conditions at detention facilities on the southern border.
Unsubstantiated allegations last week regarding a single Border Patrol facility in Clint Station in Texas created a sensation. That's balanced somewhat since several media outlets toured the Clint Station and saw the actual conditions there, a clean and well-managed facility and well-equipped process. But frankly, much of the coverage is simply too late and is missing the story.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Americans are keeping their vehicles longer. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Cars and trucks are holding up better these days, and that's why people are holding on to them longer, according to a firm called HIS Market that says the average age of light vehicles on the road in the U.S. is now 11.8 years, up a little bit over 2018. They say Montana has the oldest average vehicle age, light vehicles averaging 6.6 years, the youngest age in Vermont at 9.9. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Boston Globe is reporting the alleged mastermind who planned the shooting of former Boston Red Sox player David Ortiz has been taken into custody. Police in the Dominican Republic announced today that Victor Hugo Gomez Vasquez was placed under arrest in Santo Domingo. Dominican law mandates that he must be brought before a judge within the next 48 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President and 2020 hopeful Joe Biden is on the campaign trail. Speaking in Chicago, he talks about how America has changed, and it's really you, the middle-class worker, who's built the country.
You built this country. The great American middle class. The unions built the middle class. That's why it exists. We need to rebuild it. But this time we have to bring everybody along. No matter their race, their gender, their ethnicity, their religion, who they love, where they live, or whether they have a disability. You know, my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. And he meant it when he had to leave Scranton to go find work. He said, Joey, it's about your dignity. It's about respecting the community. It's about being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it. Too few people, has been referenced today, too few people think they can say that anymore. A vast majority, for the first time in about 80 years, the vast majority of middle-class people are shrinking.
Several bills are working their way through the California Senate that would help legislators protect Californians from wildfires. Democratic Senator Bill Dodd of Napa has authored a bill that will give cities and counties money to create defensible spaces to prevent wildfires.
If you've got a 100-foot defensible space around your home, you have 8 times the chance of having your home survive a wildfire.
Dodd was speaking there on KPIX in San Francisco. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.